a number of waves, which is really what more sound is like. By the time it reaches this one, it's pushing, and it passes it. You got another one that's pulling while it's pushing on this one here.
Yeah.
And they get a little bit of that out of phase from each other. So you're going to have differences in what's happening on one ear compared to the other.
Right, because the sound hits this first, basically. Right.
And when you play that back with a pair of speakers, whether they're headphones or monitors, they're going to be doing different things.
Right.
If you're trying to record a stereo environment or a left and right channel that you're going to be using together, here's one way of solving that by putting your mics right together. And so the amount of time it takes to hit one speaker as opposed to the other is fairly minimal.
Yeah.
Another way of doing that would be to take a pair of mics that are but to set them up in an X and a Y pattern about the width of your head apart from each other, so that the amount of difference in time that it takes from your sound waves to hit one mic to hitting the other is about the same kind of time that it takes when you're listening back with a pair of headphones. Or when you listen back with a pair of headphones, it's going to simulate the same amount of difference as what you would get if you were in that environment. Does that make sense?
Kind of. So where's when you're setting them up on an XY axis, then where's your sound source in relation to that axis?
Actually, let me grab a better pair of mics than the one.